cards. Two Botafogos. One.
A two.
One.
A two. The other Volta crosses four times. One. A two. A three. A four. And then the next foot changes to the right foot Volta for four times. One. A two. A three. A four. And whip. Okay, back it up, and let's do the ladies part of that. Everything correct. Ladies, echo the one, a two, your foot change with the left foot, the right foot, the other side. One, a two, right foot hold this, I'll get in front of you, hold on a moment, cross three times. At one, a two, a three, a four, two Botafogos, a two, one, Volta. One, a two, a three, a four, and the foot change is two counts on foot, right for two, left for two, and then find a partner. Couple has the fewest mistakes. That's how every judging panel judges. They're not has the biggest leap, they're looking for who is the most consistent. So remove the lows and you win the competition. No bad spots. We're looking for bad spot free apples here. So here we go with music. No mistakes wins the comp.
Now our machine is a swinging ball, jungle VIP. But I reach the top, and have to stop, and that's bothering me. I want to be in my makeup, go right into town, and be just like the other men. I'm tired of looking around, so.
Judges, go touch whichever couple you think was the most error-free. So we appear to have two couples in the running for first place.
Thank you.
So you two couples mind having a dance off? Everybody's a judge now except for these two couples. We're looking for which couple has the fewer mistakes. The amount of time you have to see these couples is four times the amount you have in a real competition. You're getting to watch them for about 15 seconds of choreography. You don't usually get that much time from a judge in a comp. But let's see who has the fewer mistakes.
I want to be just like you.
5, 6, 7, 8, 1.
That was, like, very even.
So, this is a really important lesson. This is the way it is in a competition. The judges don't have enough time, and there aren't enough distinctions. Every little thing makes a difference. So, couples, well, you can stay here and illustrate a couple of things more. First of all, stand in your best closed position. So, we're starting out this little routine in closed position, and we return to closed position. So, look for any distinctions. Do you see any? Couples, slowly turn around. Slowly turn. Let them look. Okay? So ideally we have perfect connectivity between the elbows, no airspace. Daylight is not your friend. We would like to have as much space between the couples as possible. Separate just a little farther. That's it. Good. So there should be room for me in every couple. Stand in shadow position. Do you see any distinctions between the two couples in their shadow position? Everyone's shoulders should be down, everyone's neck long. Good. Arms in a comfortable place relative to the shoulder, not too far back. The connected arm always has a little bit of a bend. We never lock out the connected arm. He's holding her hand warmly, not just the fingertips, he's holding her hand. Okay? Couples, stance a right foot volta all the way down the floor. Ready? And. 1, 2. Is it a fluid volta, or does it have a little too much sharpness to it? We want a gently rolling volta. Good, thank you. Let's give them a round of applause. When judges judge, they don't think intellectually like that most of the time. Generally, we can say the dancers make all the decisions. All we do is sit there and record what's on the floor. So in judging the event before, when all of you were on the floor, it was really easy for me just to rank everybody without thinking about anything. But it's only a good result if you can actually back it up. So then if you ask me to go back and replay it and say why I made those decisions, then I can say posture, fluidity, or togetherness, eyes up, confidence, all the things that you see, just that a judge sees them really, really fast and is not always aware of what they're seeing and evaluating. So you don't get much time in a competition. Every little thing counts. Are there any questions before we go to the next section of our samba routine?
You said it's about 4 seconds per couple?
Yes. So in an event like nationals, more care is taken to give each couple a little bit more time. Most competitions like DCDI, those judges just looking around, yeah, they got good posture, yeah, they're moving well, just write those numbers down. They just don't have more than 4 seconds to evaluate you, particularly in the earlier rounds. In an ideal competition, you have the same judging panel judging you through all of your rounds. That way they've seen you dance and they start to realize, yeah, that couple's always good, that couple always looks lost, that couple's always out of time with music, whatever. So they start to see trends over the rounds. But at DCDI, that doesn't happen. The rounds take so long to go through. We have to keep changing the judging panel to give the judges a break. There was another question somewhere. Okay, on to the next group then. So leaders come out this way, followers stay that way, and all of us shift down to this wall a little bit. So we have just finished doing the traveling Volta foot change. We've all just finished dancing two whips. Everybody do those two whips. One. Two, one, two. That second whisk is going to open to promenade sharply. Do that again. The timing of the turn is up. One, up, two. Ready? Whisk. One, two, one, up, two. And the way we know that turn happens on up is that's when the legs cross. So when you dance that second whisk, you step to the side on one. As one leg passes the other, it causes our sharp turn. And then we replace. Do that one more time. And one, two, one, up, two. And now a samba walk, forward, back, back. Make sure you pull the front foot back 3 inches. Then a side samba walk. Forward, side, pull. And this time it pulls sideways 3 inches. Alternate those two walks for a moment. Forward one to pull back. A forward one to go to the side. One, a two, one, a two. One, a two, one, a two. Ladies, do your two whisks and your two waltz. To the right first, and one, a two, one, a two. Then the walk, one, a two, and the side double walk, one, a two, and find a partner. Any leader who doesn't have a partner, feel free to switch over and follow for a moment and get back to leading. That's one way you can use your time. Here we go with our two whips. Ready? And one, a two, one, a two. Hold it. There's a judging panel. They're looking to see who has the sharpest turn. Do it again. Ready? And one, a two, one, a two. Got a walk. One, a two, and a side stumble walk. Good. This particular side samba walk is going to be used to separate the couple. So, gentlemen, when you do your side samba walk, release your right arm and don't make it subtle. Go to Y position with your arm. Likewise, the woman's side samba walk ends by releasing her left arm. Let's do it again from the two whips. Ready? And one, a two, one, a two, one, a two. Now we float away. Good. Ideally, in this side samba walk, the leader is going to end up in front of the followers. She ends up a little bit farther back. And that's going to set up the next volta combination we're going to do. Change partner, do that again. Look for the leader who didn't have a partner. Then scatter around the fringe, slide the fringe first. The clever leader, once he has a partner, moves out away from the crowd to make sure there can be no conflict with other couples.
We are holding our breath.
I don't think he can do that. Whip. Ready? And one, a two, one, a two, one, a two, explode, away. Good. Is he far enough ahead? Okay. So leaders, on your side of the wall, you're pulling slightly forward. And for the follower, pull slightly back. I get that separation. One more time. Do it. Ready? Pass. One, a two, one, a two. One, a two, one, a two. Good. From here, leaders, use your left foot and volta to cross in front of your partner. Ladies, use your right foot and do a volta to cross behind him. Ready? Pass. One, a two, a three, a four. Good. Watch this a moment. So when you finish the side samba walk, the man will be a little bit farther down the floor than the woman, and we dance a volta, starting with your right foot. And she goes behind, one, a two, a three, a four, then she goes in front, a two, a three, a four, then we'll do two botafogos, then we'll repeat both of those voltas, but she stays in front for all of the rest of this combination. Thank you. So, let me feed that with a whip. First. Confident. Remember, leave room for me and every couple. Every couple needs a coach for a chaperone. Good. Ready? And one, two, over the promenade, and walk. A two, man in front, and volta. He goes in front. A three, she goes in front. Now, go to Bogo. She's in front.
Volta,
she's in front.
Just going like a J shape. I'll go behind.
Okay, let's do that. Volta, she's in front.
Yay, thank you.
Thank your partner and separate. Ladies, come back this way.
Let me separate after the...
Watch this a moment. So after we do our first walk, one, a two, we dance the side samba walk. This position we're in is second position. Ballet first position is heels together. Ballet second position is feet apart, in this case even wider than your shoulders. So that's where we finish our side samba walk. So notice we're not perfectly facing each other. We're just giving the impression that we are. And then we volta around and face each other again. So, gentlemen, do that samba walk with your left foot, and one, a two, and the side samba walk, one, a two. So now you're in a macho position, legs apart, hip at a jaunty angle, and now volta. Cross three times, and end with the feet apart. Then go the other way, cross three times, and end with the feet apart. Two botafogos, one, a two, one, a two. Cross three times. One, a two, a three, feet apart. And now finally cross four times. One, a two, a three, a four. Return to whisks. And then that'll take us back to the beginning of the routine for now. So we did four sets of volta. Ladies, starting with your right foot walk. And one, two, side samba walk, and I want you too to be macho. Feet apart, right heel is up, hip nice and high, and then cross in front of volta. Three crosses, and end with the feet apart. Three crosses the other way. One, two, three, feet apart. Two botafogos, one, a two, one, a two, three crosses, one, a two, a three, a four, and volta, four crosses. A three, a four, and with attitude and with action, swivel your foot out as you do each whip. So lots of play in the body. Find a partner.
So when you go from around, you go to the when you leave this point up, you transfer weight like you would botafogo.
Yes.
Okay. So you don't just place this.
No, there is a little weight change.
Okay.
Before you launch this with your new partner, everybody look here. Josh has a really good question. When you do a botafogo,
There is only one main weight change, the first step, and then the next two steps are just pressure. So you don't really go fully over the foot. Same thing is true when you're doing these open endings to your volta. So after you've crossed that volta three times, then you have a Botafogo-like pressure change and hip action, but it's not really a full weight change. But it also isn't just put the foot out there without anything. So use that foot to produce a body rhythm and then go the other direction. So there's a mini change, a partial weight change. Okay? Here we go with our two weights.
I need to watch this one. Thank you.
Make sure you're nowhere near the neighbors. Ready? And one, a two, one, a two, one, a two. Volta, he's in front. One, a two, a three, open finish. One, a two, a three, Botafogo. One, a two, one, a two, one, a two, a three, open finish. One, a two, cross on the finish and win. A two, one, a two. Stay there. Turn around. Go back the other way. But with a new partner. Gentlemen without a partner, come in. Ladies, look for a man who wasn't dancing with a partner.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
All right, a bit lost. A little bit.
You run it and try it?
Yes.
Here we go with our weight. Five,
okay.
Seven, eight, one.
Perfect.
Oh, okay.
You don't feel confident yet,
well,
but you got it.
I missed it last week, so I'm doing it. I don't remember.
It was good.
Is that combination of figures okay. That you just danced competitive?
It just doesn't feel natural yet, but you got it, right?
So it's highly competitive if you do it well, and it's going pretty well. I don't have any big complaints right now. I just want to make sure you know. In a competition, one of the judges' rules is, if it moves, mark it. And that moves more than anybody's going to move in the samba. So now we have two really good moving sections. We're about to combine them. We'll do last week's choreography, this week's choreography. It gives you about 40 to 45 seconds of choreography, all moving more than your competitors are likely to move in any bronze or silver competition. This is about as much as a samba can move at the syllabus level until you get to the gold part of the syllabus level. This is good. Just make sure you keep thinking, how do I look? Does it look confident? Does it look fluid? Do I have beautiful lines? Are my foot positions correct? Correct foot positions give you a possibility for beauty. If you don't have correct foot positions, you have no chance for beauty. Who judges feet more, men or women judges?
Women.
Women. I mean, who has the most shoes? Women.
Yeah.
So women are much more... typical, this isn't necessarily universally true, women are much more concerned about what their feet look like in daily life as well as on the dance floor. So I'd like you to pretend every judge is a woman and all she can see is your legs and feet. This week is the week to get your feet right. You have a few more weeks before the competition. If the feet are going great, work up from there. But if you don't have good feet, you don't have a chance. You have to have great feet. If I turn my feet so they're parallel, then now I don't have as much hip action. Turning the feet out gives you much more angling of your hips. As soon as you go square, then the hips just lock up right away. Or you end up in each other's way, in your own way, your hips stick out. So all kinds of problems happen if you don't have the right foot position. If there's any place where you're in doubt, that's what the class is here for. Ask the questions. Make sure you know what you should be doing everywhere. And that, of course, goes for the way you use your free arm, where you should be looking. Any question that comes to you should be brought to class, because if you have the question, everybody else probably does or should have that question also. So bring up your questions.
Great question.
Yes.
So, so when you change from one full play, one side to the other, how do you make that transition?
Yes. The way you make transition from one volta to another is to make your body move in pieces. So, for instance, if you do a Frankensteinish volta change and then go the other way, that looks funny, awkward, and doesn't feel good. So instead, you stop your torso, send the hip out, and bring it back in again. So these Botafogo finishes we're doing are for the purpose of helping you change direction. So everybody without a partner for a moment, just dance the Botafogos. In the Botafogo, step forward, and then send a foot out to the side, catch yourself on the ball of the foot, and use that foot to roll your hip. So if you do that little hip roll, you have a chance of getting a nice, smooth transition. So practice some Botafogos back and forth, roll the hip, two, every single time. So that little hip roll you're doing is not different from rumba, except that in rumba we do our hip actions on a flat foot. Here we're doing it on the ball of the foot. So just be able to do hip circles to either side. That's what we do to end every Botafogo and every volta that changes direction. Okay, let's back it up and pick it up from the very beginning of tonight's choreography. We're starting with last week's choreography. Half a basic, foot change to shadow position. Remember, when I give you a routine to do, you do not have to start that routine at the beginning in a performance. Start wherever it's stronger for you. Any tip what you want? So if I were competing against you in a bronze competition, I would start in this position, facing my partner. That's the line of dance. So already this draws attention to the judges. Wait a minute, why is he facing that way? The line of dance is over there. And then I would do the crisscross volta, draw her around me, and head down the floor with some kind of an interesting start. So we have a routine, A to Z, but starting anywhere in the middle, P, R, S, wherever you want is fine, as long as you've thought about it, and it works for you. Thank you. So here we go from the beginning to make sure we know A to Z. And the more you spread out from other couples, the better your plan is. Ready, and one, a two, foot chain, one, and volta. One, a two, hip circle at the end, other way, Botafogo. Hold on a moment.
We do two Botafogos, right?
The crisscross combination in shadow position. Those two are different.
My bad.
I want you to know both of them. They're arbitrarily different, however. Watch just a moment. So when we start, we're in shadow position, and we do the volta for four count. Then we dance two Botafogos, then we do the other volta. We could just as easily have done volta, volta, two Botafogos. But that's what we do in the crisscross section. So I'm giving you a couple of ways of combining voltas and Botafogos. This first one is kind of interesting. It was so interesting, some of you didn't get it. Let's do it again. Make sure it's interesting to the judges at home.
How do you think we did this?
Ready? And one, a two, one, volta. One, a two, a three, two Botafogos. One, a two, one, volta. One, a two, foot chain, volta. One, a two, three, and whip. One, two, square front and out and wall. One, side tumble, wall, crisp from volta. One, a two, a three, one, a two, a three, photo focus. One, a two, one, a two, volta, a two, a three, a four, volta, a two, three, and whip.
I see you bleeding. You just didn't know what the fuck the second half was.
Stay here! Change partners! Find a leader who didn't have a partner! Any leader who didn't have a partner, just raise your hand.
Is that the shirt you got this weekend?
What? Shuffle it. Here's the leader.
You're a hero, LJ.
And we're going from the beginning, but the other way this time.
Yeah, everything hurts.
Some of you are going to get to the other side of the room before the routine is over. So bend it around the corner. Everybody, keep your eyes open, because when couples are bending it around the corner, pay attention. Here we go to music, half a basic, and foot change.
Thank you. Remember the rule that the dance travels the dancer does not travel the dance. In the samba, there's a tendency to get all rambunctious with your whole and they look good that way. So the idea is produce as much rhythm as you can as you're dancing your foot position. If you make it bigger, then it probably will be less competitive. So the dance will travel by itself. Anything you add to make it travel more will probably make you look worse. So in competitive high-level dancing, we talk about all of the competing priorities. Progression is a priority, rotation is a priority, body rhythm is a priority. All of these are competing against each other. You have to decide which one is more important. Of those three, which one is more important? Progression, rotation, body rhythm.
Body rhythm,
by far. So if you're not dancing that rhythmic beat in your body, then you're missing the whole point of the samba. If you can do that rhythmic bit in your body and also put some turn, that's really good. If you can do that in travel, that's really good. But the moment your body goes dead, so do your marks. So really important to produce rhythm first. And even higher than that for most of you would actually be the thing on the day of the competition, personality. All of you have a really good personality when you're thinking about it, and other times not so much. So I don't know all of you really that well, but I can say when you get up in the morning, which personality are you? Probably you don't want to put that personality on the dance floor. Now maybe after you have coffee or whatever you do in the morning, you get up and running, it'll be all right. But most people peak at some time other than 7 a.m. Unfortunately, comps are open at 7 a.m. This weekend we'll be starting every day at Nationals at 7 a.m. So you have to make sure you're ready for that, whatever comp you go to. But anyway, put a personality on everything you do, your most pleasing, charming personality. We're going to go through the routine one last time. Let's do it with partner. I'll say the name of the figure all the way through as you go. Find a new partner, somebody brand new.
Everything hurts about that. What up, Caleb?
Yeah.
I wasn't here last week, so I don't know the first half of the routine. So.
If there's any name that I call out in this choreography that you need clarification on, get ready to ask about it. Here we go for clarification. The whole routine. Have a wait. Ready? Act. Foot change. Traveling bolsa. One. And two. Two more photos. Traveling bolsa. Bolsa, foot change. Face your partner and whip. Your time, turn your promenade. One walk. One side walk. Crisscross bolsa. Another way. Crisscross bolsa. Crisscross bolsa. Wrap it around the corner. And two whips.
Sorry.
That's perfect.
No rhythm in that.
The steps were perfect.
Okay. Thank you.
We can, so you know how he said travel and rotation and body rhythm, they're all competing?
Yeah.
We'll just travel us.
I'm just trying to think about the steps first.
But you got them.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, not bad.
It's fun.
Shadow.
Wait, because I'm going to get
a hug. Lovers can love. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Okay.
You got this.
Women, let's do the Volta foot change one time. All women face that way. Start with your right foot, cross in front 3 times. 1, 2. On the count of and, rise and turn to face the other way. Now cross the left foot in front. 1, 2. Hold on. Let's do it again. So the transition is the tricky thing. After you have crossed for 2 beats, every turn you ever do in a dance should have a timing for the turn. The timing for this turn is and. Then it crawls left in front. So watch it a moment. Here's what fluidity looks like. I want to see one, a two, three, a four, so it doesn't interrupt the movement. Let's all do that fluently. Ready? And. One, a two, and one, a two, and with. Find a partner and do that. Gentlemen, you're in the back doing the right foot forward.
Got us.
Shadow position. Right foot bolt up. He does forehand. She does two on each feet. Each foot. Ready? And. One, and two, flip. One, and two, and one. Good. Now let's talk lead emotion.
Yes, confidently.
So when it's time to change her from shadow position to facing him, he gives a little bit of a tug on that hand. Leader, when is that
going
to happen?
You're going down.
Yes.
You're going down.
So we're going to do one, a two, and one, a two. If he uses both hands to lead it, we will see it, and leads should always be invisible. So here's a bad one. One, a two, I'm using both hands. Much. So I'm dealing with a very sensitive follower. She doesn't need all of that. She's not a Mack truck. So it should be one, a two, flip, three, a four. That's all it is. If the woman doesn't know this figure, she will require more lead. So socially, you may have to do a lot more than you want to do. But right now we're talking ideal women. So let's see, ideal women following, ideal men leading them. Jump that bolt up. Shadow position. He's going to give just a little bit of a tug with his left hand on the and to turn her. Ready? And. One, a two, tug, three.
Ready? And one, a two, flip. One, a
Yes, we men love to see women's hair flying around. It's a mall in commercials. Any other
pictures? I'm just really blowing my hair instead of doing the technique.
So anyway, that was really good. Very well done. Are there any questions before we leave the samba? Okay, remember, every time we pick a dance and work on it, everything we've talked about in that dance has an application in another dance. So if you were dancing cha-cha and you were traveling too much, remember the priority is producing rhythm. If you can do rhythm and travel, fine, but rhythm first. Same thing about rumba, same thing about jive. What should be our next Latin dance? Jive it is. So ladies on that side, gentlemen on this side. As you're making your choices, keep in mind, by my count, this is class number 5. Starting next week, this class is a silver level class. It's no longer bronze. Is that your understanding of our situation?
Yes.
It is now.
That's not made up, right?
Yeah, my understanding is that everyone who signed up for the bronze series of 5 classes will get a voucher to use for an upcoming series. Is that the way you understand it?
Yeah, you go down to the Art and Learning Center desk, and they give you a 20% credit.
So you get a 20% credit for a future series of classes. So does anybody have any question about what's happening starting next week? So silver level class means the expectation is we'll work on or toward silver level choreography, silver level techniques, understanding of dancing. So if it turns out we have exactly the same group member, we'll do whatever the exact same group wants to do. But we'll see what it is next week as we get to class.
Oh, I was going to ask, does it build on this class?
I would love for it to build on this class, but if we have 50% brand new people, and they're all people who weren't here and are doing primarily silver level, then we'll probably gear more toward that, but there will be some carryover.
I would just like to point out that situation is sort of on my page, just in general. Y'all should totally do this class. You should do this silver class.
Is everybody here at Tommy Thing?
It's almost certainly going to be the exact same group.
That would be wonderful. It would be great if it could be the same group. So we're dancing jive. The question before we start is, how many of you have been all the way through the bronze jive routine? Wow. Okay, let's find out what you don't know. Has everybody, raise your hand if you have not done the mooch.
Wait, on my path, I don't know what it's called.
All right. Raise your hand if you have not done the stop and go. Raise your hand if you have not done the hip bump.
I don't know. No, I've not done anything.
Okay, so we'll work through the whole routine right now, and at various points people will say, what was that? And we'll work on it in a moment. So here we go from the beginning. First figure is the whip throwaway. You're in open position, down the back rock, a chasse up to your partner. That gentleman crosses back, and the side, and chasse away. One more time. One, two, three, a four. Cross, side, three, a four. So we will dance that figure twice. The second time, we'll stay close to a partner, and go into the mooch. The mooch is back rock, one, two, flick, step, back rock, chasse. Back rock, flick, step, back rock, now the waltz. Back rock, chasse, slow. Four quick, one, two, and an underarm turn. Chasse. Gentlemen, when the woman is dancing an underarm turn, always take the second chasse forward toward her. For this underarm turn, it is a left chasse, a right chasse, and a back drop. Let's do just that underarm turn. So at the end of all of this waltz, it's two chasse, both moving forward. And left chasse, right chasse, back drop. Notice how it makes you want to do cha-cha at the end. Don't rock forward. Do that again. And left chasse, right chasse, back, rock, underarm turn. Do the whip throwaway again. Back, rock, three, a four. One, two, three, a four. The stop and go. Back, rock, forward chasse. Rock, step, back chasse. One, two, three, a four. One, two, three, a four. Next, the hip bump. It's just the basic step, side by side. Back, rock, chasse,
back, rock, chasse, chasse. Then, change of places, back, rock, triple step, triple step. Remember, when she does an underarm turn, he always follows her on the second chasse. Do that underarm turn again. One, two, forward, and forward. So it's not a back chasse, it's not sideways, and it's not on the spot. It always moves up to her, and then back rock from there. We'll practice that more in a moment when we have our partner. The final figure in the routine is the American spin. The meters face this way, and then the American spin. Start from the back rock. One, two, forward, backward. And again. Forward, backward. We've got to change places. Follow her on the second chasse. And then back rock, and then we start again. Ladies, from the beginning, the whip throw away. And back, rock, forward chasse, side cross front, chasse. And another one. This whip will stay close to your partner in the end for the move. Back, rock, flick, step, back, rock, chasse. Back, rock, flick, step, back, rock. Now the walk. Back, rock, chasse, slow. Slow, four quick. One, two, underarm turn, right chasse, left chasse, other way, right chasse, now the whip throw away. Three, four, one, two, three, four, stop and go. Chasse, back, rock, chasse, back, rock, three, four, one, two, and the hip bump. Three, four, other one. Change of places. And hold it there. You're now facing this direction. The final figure is the American spin. Back rock, forward chasse, turn to the right, and start again. One, two, three, a four, then a change of places. And then you start a routine from the beginning. It is. Partner up!
Before you go,
it's me.
This class,
it needs a sweat.
Never enough. Even if you're the best coach in the world, I'm the best coach in the world, it's just not enough. So the rest of this week, you'll be having some practice. Sometimes just couples practicing, sometimes you're practicing on your own. Sometimes you can supervise group practice. You may be going to another group class this week. You may be going to a social event, like in Jimmy's ballroom or somewhere. What's happening on this campus that's special on Sunday? Was it yesterday?
Yesterday.
It was yesterday!
Yes.
Nobody's talked about it.
Well, I didn't tell you.
So how many of you came to hear the workshop yesterday? Was it good?
Yes.
It was really.
Everything hurts, but in a good way.
Cool. So, should everybody have been there?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh my God, there were no people.
So
all of you were bad.
Is that because of bad publicity?
It's because it was the first day of, like, it was the last day of spring break, I think. Everyone was coming back.
There needed to be a BAM bus to go around and pick everybody up. Oh, knock on doors, drag them out of bed, have Nate out of bed, have naked, whatever. So, all right. So, do you know when the next opportunity there is to have a workshop outside of this class?
We are working on having one the weekend before BAM Jam. We're working on it. No.
Same couple?
Yes, but huh?
Same couple?
No. They're in everywhere.
What?
The same couple. They're hard
they're
to get.
In the bus.
No, we're like with BAM people.
I'm surprised they're
like,
here this
the,
time.
The thing we did
National
before DCDI,
yeah.
Kind of like that. We're working on it.
So every year when I organize the Washington Open, the first weekend of May, I ask myself if I could have any couple in the world come and teach, who would it be? So last year it was the world champion, Julian Ricardo. The year before that, the world champion in standard, Aruna Sikatusha. This year, it's another world-class Latin couple. Alan Tornsberg and Vivek Atal are two of the top coaches in the world. So all of the professionals you're watching at Ohio Star Ball are either trained by this couple or wish they were. And all of the couples this weekend. And in fact, when they come to the Washington Open to do our Congress, They're only going to be able to be there for 2 days. They can't be there for the whole weekend because they have their own pre-Blackpool dance camp. So all of the couples they teach go to Blackpool, and they have special pre-Blackpool dance camp 1 month before the competition. So it's a really, really great couple coming. I think it'll seem relatively expensive to you. Last year it was $185 for the whole 8-session Congress. So I don't think we can do it less because they're really expensive, as you can imagine. But just so you know, that's the April 30th, Thursday, April 30th. So it'll be from 2 o'clock in the afternoon till 9 o'clock in the evening. I'm not saying this to sell it, because we won't have any problem selling tickets. We'll get plenty of people there. I'm saying the reason why I do these things is because this is what I would get excited about if I were a dancer. I mean, it has been that long since I was dancing. I know what I would want. So if there's any way to scam some money out of your parents, however it is you get money, start working on it. It would really be worth coming. It's going to be in Arlington, Virginia at the Sheraton Premier Hotel. So it's fairly easy.
Hard. Is it the same place as last night?
Yes. It's metro accessible.
It's
right?
Metro accessible, then there's a shuttle that takes you there.
Yeah, so and like I said, Thursday afternoon, 2 o'clock until 9 o'clock in the evening, 8 sessions, and they teach all of everything together, so it's not one person teaching them the other. The two of them teach everything together, and they demonstrate together. It's really, really a cool experience, so you wouldn't forget it. Yeah.
Is Blackpool, like, televised or accepts Daydream?
You have to buy it. So you have to buy the DVD.
Yeah. Or the YouTube, okay.
Yeah, YouTubing is great.
And then the night show?
The night show is going to be Eugene and Maria and the Brooklyn Dance Sport Club. So the Brooklyn Dance Sport Club is where you get people like Val Schmurkowski and Max Schmurkowski. It's that kind of stuff, which is really, really good. So anyway, back to your jive. We're about to dance with your partner. Stand in open position.
Ready? Act. Back. Rock. Three. Aboard. Walk. Walk. And separate. And another. Four, this time stay together for the moon. Back, rock, flick, step, flick, step. Back, rock, if you're looking down, you owe me $5.
Hello.
Back, rock, now walk. Back, rock, three, four, three, four, slow. Slow, everybody look at chin. Two, three, underarm turn. Let's take your places the other way. Whip, whirl away. One, two, three, four, one, two, the stop and go. One, two, three, four, one, two, three. 1, 2, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, change of places, handshake, old American, 3, 4, 4, another one, 3, 4, underarm turn, 3, 4,
either of you have a partner?
5 new figures. I don't know any of them.
Try it. Rock step.
Rock step. Triple step.
Walk. Walk. Triple.
Triple step.
Let's see. Oh, we did it again. Perfect. So, rock step.
Triple step.
Let's see. Was it this? We'll just find him.
Okay.
Who's next?
So, first figure. This one is called a...
Whip throwaway.
Whip throwaway. Okay, so
we're going to get momentum.
Okay, so... Rock, step, chin, step.
Momentum rock, away.
Step. Okay.
So, do it again. And pull away. So tiny.
Okay. Okay.
Like a...
Okay.
Whip.
Okay. Okay, so, rock, step, triple, rock, step, triple.
Is there anything here in that combination that you're not good at?
Okay, we do two of them.
Two of them.
All of them. I'm not good at all of them.
Watch this underarm turn. So, Holly's about to do the underarm turn. Watch how I follow her on the second chasse. 1, 2, 3... 1, 2, 3. That way we're close together and can explode apart to do the rock step. Here's what I mean to the beginners, which is a lower grade. I don't want you to do this. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3.
So I'm just saying to them, just do a basic over and over and let her take care of herself. But notice we always end up too far apart. So for this level class, I'd like to see triple step, be as close to her, and the same thing happens on the next one.
1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, rock, step. With your partner, show me that.
We're going to go straight into closed, right. In closed position.
Okay.
Back rock and underarm turn straight away. Ready? Back rock. Follow her, and then back rock. Then the other way. Follow her, and a back rock. Good. Do it again.
Okay.
Closed position. Ready? And rock, step. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. Rock, step. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. Rock, step. Good. Now, let's slide the whole group this way. We rented the whole
we got
group
this.
Here tonight. And let's do the whip throwaway. Going from the beginning.
Okay, the whip throwaway we got.
Okay. Do one.
Whip throwaway.
No. Oh, Alan. Okay.
Here we go. One hand hold, starting with the whip throwaway. Ready? And back, rock, 3, 4, walk, walk, 3, 4. Back, rock, 3, 4, walk, walk, move. Back, rock, flick, flick. Back, rock, triple step. I just earned another $5. Back, rock, now the walk. Rock, step, trip, trip, slow, slow. A 1, a 2, and underarm turn, follower. And the other way, follower, whip throwaway. Rock, triple step, 1, 2, stop and go. 1, 2, 3, 4, check. And the other way, 1, 2, hold on, well, we lost a few of them, stop and go.
Yeah, lost a couple of us. Okay.
You got it.
I don't got it.
On the stop and go? We just do. Rock.
What is the moment? The key word in whip throwaway is whip, not throwaway. So I want you to 1, 2, 3, 4, get that thing around as far as you can. So in the beginning, I'm perfectly happy with 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, it's kind of tame. I want to see her skirt flying, so everybody should know what kind of dance pants Danny's wearing. So,
no flesh colored ones.
No flesh colored ones allowed in USDS. So, gentlemen, the key for you is 1, 2, 3, 4. The third step of the chasse launches past your partner. 1, 2, 3, 4. Then continue from there.
So, how do you get into the stopping and rock step?
Okay. So, when we finish a part, then we just do back, drop, under a turn, right in. Boss. So unlike Lindy Hoppers, we do 1, 2. Just look wherever things are going to be. No particular. Lady's part of the whip throwaway. She's doing the same accent as he is. 1, 2, 3, 4. The third step of the chasse always moves a little farther. Do that again. 1, 2, 3, 4, walk, walk, 3, 4. Again, the last step, 3, 4. Always explode apart to finish a chasse. With partner. Every chasse, the road is fine. Same partner. Whip throw away, stop and go. Ready? And 1, 2, 3, 4.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Stop and go. 3, 4.
Wait. I'm not going to get this all in one day.
Tommy, I'm going to get Tommy.
can't follow this dance.
Well, you don't have to follow. Can you help me? Can you help me learn the lead part?
Yeah, I can show you the lead.
Okay.
So, what were you thinking on the quick throwaway?
I thought you were.
I realize it every time. Hands with your partner and let's see that. Is called Y position. When in doubt, go for the Y. It's called Y because if we do two of them, it's a Y. So we're going to do one, two, three, a four, three, a four. I wouldn't do that myself, but for most of you, focusing on being flashier is a good idea. I would focus myself on getting more body action. More body action results from a lower arm. Higher the arm, the less leverage there is. So if you dance an arm that's lower, then you can work your body a lot more. So I would prefer for myself, one, two, three, a four, three, a four. So just working an arm that's more natural produces more body. So feel free to make your own choices, look at it on video, and decide what the better choice is for you.
Do the guys go like this, or do they go like this? What is it?
Right. The patty cake hold should be used extremely limited in your routine. It only happens when the hands weren't already together. So, for instance, in a beginner rumba routine, we do a hand-to-hand,
And before the solo spot turned, the hands weren't already together, so patty cake is good. On the other hand, if we went from a New York to a solo spot turn, it would be kind of messy to change the hands around for no good reason. So when you already have the hand, keep the handhold you have and just turn from that. And that's the same for this American spin. Don't do a patty cake. You already have the hands. There's nothing added by going to the trouble of flattening out the hands. And it just draws attention to the connection where we never want the attention. American spin, yes.
What would you like the woman to do with their arms? Grab that, tuck them in, or keep them flashy, or do
a first choice would be go flashy, so Y position. Then during the turn, bring it in. Then extend it again when you're finished. Ideally, someday you're working your skirt. So, handshake hold, one more time, American spin. Ready? Ah. A one, two. Four, three, the four. One, two, three, four, three, four. One, two. Good. From the beginning, new partner, come to me. We're only